Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Sunday, July 19th, 2020. 6:04 a.m. on the East Coast of America. You have joined Chris Farrell, host of the aforementioned, the aptly named Chris Farrell Show. All these stories, so many stories, so much news. You ask yourself, coming in the position I'm in, I ask myself, what's the lead? Or which lead are you going to pick as your lead? Because they're all leads. Schools. Masks at Walmart. Oh my goodness. Police stations in Portland being set on fire. My goodness, how do you prioritize chaos? How do you decide what's most important when everything is different? Well, I've decided that for now, the real top story, it's hot. It's so hot. Man, oh man. It's going to be hotter today. Yesterday was 94 with a heat index, which I think is added, you know, by the stress of the heat, personally. Yesterday, the heat index was 100. Today, the heat index is 104. With winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Now, why do I mention the wind? Because I've decided that when there's a heat index worth reporting, the wind that accompanies it shall be heretofore referred to as the hairdryer index. I opened the door yesterday evening. A little bit of wind came and hit me sideways. It felt like a hair dryer on high heat, low speed. It just felt like I was being steamed. And everything else is going on. Yeah, it's important stuff. Things that really affect your life. But you got to live through the day for any of it to matter, right? 104 heat index. And the low tonight is 75. That's like 4 degrees higher than I set my thermostat. And that's how it's going to be outside for the entirety. There's no cool off. There's no reset. Even the storms that provide a little bit of relief, they just come and go so quickly. It's like they evaporate. I don't know how the droplets make it to the ground. Sorry, drops. Droplets is a dirty word these days. But they're tiny, you know? I wanted it to rain yesterday. So I parked in my driveway with my windows open. Figured out that's not the best way to get a car wash. But because it only works if you open the windows. I was standing in my driveway yesterday evening, hand in hand with my wife. There was a little bit of rain coming in. We were getting that break, and we wanted to take it in firsthand. Because, you know, indoors is comfy. No reason to fuss about indoors. Indoors is what you make it. You can just stay inside. But then you won't feel the relief, the unique, wonderful feeling that is the beginning of a rain shower on a particularly hot day. It was so humid that the drops seemed to hit you and evaporate. We stood there in a 5-minute rain shower, and I was completely dry about 30 seconds after it finished. Hair dryer index. My clothes weren't even wet. Stand in the rain for 5 minutes, wait 30 seconds, and the clothes aren't wet. You think it's hot? Because heat isn't just water cooler talk. So if you're lucky, there's one around. Heat can be big news. Goes on long enough. And I don't know that the weather has been the lead story once since the pandemic. But there's no ignoring this just because there is so much else going on. It has been hot enough, long enough, to where we're going to have to start paying that some attention. Boy, it really pays to get older, doesn't it? Doesn't life just shower you with gifts as you enter that golden age? Isn't it just a special thing? Doesn't it just touch your heart? At least I hope that's what it was. Most vulnerable to the pandemic. Most vulnerable to the heat. You can't forget about that. It's been hot enough, long enough. I want you to start checking in on your older loved ones. Yeah, they got an air conditioner, but anything could be going on. Anything could be happening. Be that extra eyes and ears. Do it while you can. Don't consider it trouble. Although he wouldn't need me, there's someone I'd love to check on today, and I can't. So while you can, keep an eye on your older loved ones. And the heat is probably as dangerous as anything else. But there are obvious, practical things you can do to deal with heat. You see, when you're talking about a virus, you have some blanket policies. But so far as specifics, you're just not going to know anything good unless nothing happens. And that's odd. We're used to seeing results from effort. It's counterintuitive to assign value based on what doesn't happen. We're not used to that. Well, our hard work should result in something. Well, it resulted in the curb flattening. We don't want to think about how bad it can get. We want just to get better. So far as relief on the horizon, they're saying it's going to be a while before there's a vaccine. It's going to stay this hot for the foreseeable future. I'm looking all the way to Thursday. It says highs in the low 90s. I think that's because whoever did this forecast summary, is praying that the possible afternoon thunderstorms keep it in the low 90s, when short of that, we could be looking at more time in the pressure cooker. That's what's going on. I really do think the big lead right now is the heat. There's been so much, so far as resources devoted to reporting on health-related issues, people gathering numbers, people making projections, all about trying to save our future selves. Well, a hot enough day without proper care can make all that moot. And I believe we're getting there so far as having to address this. Now, the old cliche, everybody complains about the weather, no one does anything about it. Well, that's wrong. I mean, if it's snowing, I put on a toboggan. But this is dangerous. This can be very dangerous for older people. And it's not like they don't have enough to deal with these days. You know, the pandemic might be enough to make you want to stay home. You know, maybe you don't feel comfortable in a mask. They suffocate me. I hate them. I do what I have to do, or what I feel morally obliged to do. But I hate them. I'm not indifferent towards them. I hate everything they represent. I hate the way they look. I hate the way they feel. I hate the reminders of why they're there. There's nothing I like about masks at all. And if that's what's going to help us, then it's going to take a little longer because people don't like to be uncomfortable. They're saying cover yourself up and keep your distance. You know, it seems like it would take care of itself. So far as keeping your distance, it seems like social distancing should be the answer to any dispute over masks, because you got two people, they're both wearing masks, they're on the same page as far as that goes. You got two people, neither are wearing masks, they're on the same page as far as that goes. Let's say you got a person who's wearing a mask, takes exception to you not wearing a mask. Well, you might not like that, but the practical solution is not to begin a grappling match with that person. That sounds like all the more reason to keep even more distance. And so do that instead of being confrontational, whatever side you're on. You control your feet. Somewhere's making you uncomfortable. If the environment is making you uncomfortable, leave. Don't hesitate. And don't hesitate to share why. And perhaps we stand a chance of these policies working themselves out in accordance with what we just believe to be most practical or discover in our new routines, discover to be the most practical. These policies can shape themselves to us instead of us shaping to them. And I believe we are all just about done with asking coronavirus if there's anything else we can do for it. I wish it were a person so I could just... If coronavirus were a person, I'd take care of them for us. You could call me for that job. But don't be confrontational with each other. You have a legitimate gripe. It's not with each other. And you don't know what another person is going through or has gone through. You need to consider the value of your patience and the detriment of your impatience. What do you gain by being confrontational over topics that affect us all the same way? I do wish there was something you can... What I'm wishing for is a vaccine. Is what I do wish there was a way you could just opt out of all of this. You know how I felt about masks before I started hating them? I didn't. I felt nothing for masks. I didn't care. And I tell you, so far as masks go, I'd love to go back to not caring. Now, the country's been through a lot, and you don't waste a chance at reflection. even if the topic is not what is closest to you in your life, it is still, if it affects human beings, it's part of your life. And times of reflection are to be valued. I just want to forget masks. I hate them. I hate them. Although it is funny. It does occasionally provide me with a laugh. What, when somebody wears a wacky mask? No. No, those are never funny. Never, ever. But what makes me laugh is when I see folks with the mask and it's tucked under their nose. Or someone's got one pulled down to smoke a cigarette. Things get crazy enough. Things get absurd. And I tell you, is comedy anything but articulating absurdity? If you talk about the way things are now, the humor will reveal itself. And seeing someone pull down a surgical mask that they put there to protect their health, only to light a cigarette. Yeah, that's funny. I'm awful glad you're with me this morning. This is Chris Farrell on the Chris Farrell Show. We got a couple hours together today. Well, we got an hour and a half together today. You all might be wondering, did he lock out yesterday by saying his father died of COVID a week ago? Is that what we were to take? Yeah. Yeah, that is my personal situation here. That's what I'm facing. And I thought Sunday was a little more appropriate time to talk about it, and I held off yesterday. But we'll get to the matters of the heart. Chris Farrell, 625.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Hot. I see you over the horizon there, Mr. Sun. It's Chris Farrell Show, by the way. All orange. All menacing. Like, yeah, I'm going to beat you down for another day. 104 heat index. I don't even know what a heat index is, and that's scary. 104 anything, that's enough. Now I gotta check my temperature to get in the building, right? And the threshold, 100.4 degrees. You register higher than that, you can't come in the building. But if it's 104 degrees outside, not 100.4, 104 degrees outside, and you just walked in, and you've had your mask on, those horrible, horrible masks, you've had one of those on, your face is all steamy, man, I'm surprised I haven't blown that thing up yet, and I feel fine. It's an infrared thing. The deeper the red, the closer you are to having to not go to work. I just wonder if it's hotter outside. Does that mean we can't open a window? I realize it's not the heat emanating from the person that causes the danger. I realize that's perhaps the presence of the virus that would cause the danger. Fever would be an indicator of such things. It's like the weather has the virus. It's like the weather is symptomatic of the state of the world. It is. Because you talk about a world that's figuratively burning. And the weather around here sure seems to have picked up on that theme. Signs of life, we were seeing them for a while. I passed by the vape and play. I don't know what they do. Well, apparently they vape and play, but I've never been inside one. I assume it resembles a bunch of slot machines or something. They had their open light on at 4 a.m. And there were a couple of cars there. So I will theorize that they tried to open for business as usual to see what happened, and they got a tenth of their usual crowd. So I don't think it's going to be that hard for folks to get used to not going out that much. Staying at home isn't what it used to be. It no longer means you're not getting the shopping done, or that you're not getting your work done, or that you're not getting your homework done. There is not much we can do that we can't do from right where we are, wherever that happens to be. Now, the implications for that are just huge. And the pandemic may prove to be the catalyst, bring about some changes that were probably coming anyway. I can't imagine skyscrapers full of employees in 50 years. Why take on the expense? Why pay for the real estate? Why lease the office space when the person who would be filling it can do the same job from their house and would rather do the same job from their house? I know unemployment's kind of a, and it's in a aberrational stage right now. You can't really base what's going on now with unemployment any kind of future or past. It's really a strange time as far as all that goes. But I do believe there is work for those who want it. And I do believe that employers are still going to want to attract the best people they can get to work for their companies. That it's kind of a seller's market in employment. You have choices. You still have choices. I know a lot has gone away for a little while, but it's opened some other things up. And you talk about not having really a typical situation to which to refer. There's no baseline here. That's another. Everyone's situation is a little bit different, and that's going to put bumps in any blanket approach. But employers are still going to want to recruit and keep the best employees they can, And if it pans out that folks would rather work from home, and that's not a stretch, is it? Well, that's what the employer is going to offer. An employer will accommodate telecommunication. If you want the best people and that's how they want, that's how they want things to be, you meet them that far. You reach out that far and meet them. That is what will attract them to work for you when they do have options. Not only is there work, there's probably work from your home available out there. And that should be good news to a lot of people, because there are folks that don't want to go back to work. They're not lazy. They've been getting the job done from home this whole time, along with remote teaching. It's harder than it's ever been. They're not getting out easy. But when they get a taste of it and prove to themselves that it can be done, you just don't long for the office the way you long for home. It wouldn't be natural. I don't think even the world's best employer would rather you had more fun at work than at home, because that would be one sad home situation. I think business is going to be in the suburbs. That's where work is going to be getting done, behind your neighbor's curtains or yours. I am physically at the studio. I never hosted a show any other way. But I'm here by myself. And even for someone like me, I don't see many people. It's a relief to be by myself. It's a little bit of control over my environment. Which, that is what is eroding everyone's peace of mind right now, is the stress that comes with believing you have no control over your environment. Well, that's often the case, but throw in that it could be lethal. And people are stuck in a place where they have no frame of reference as how to react. What's the right way to do something you've never done before? Even if you had rehearsals for pandemics, you would have to adjust to the realities when it was no longer a rehearsal. So many people guessing as to what the right thing to do is. Businesses are guessing. Gas prices, which gained about 70 cents a gallon over a few weeks there. Well, gas prices dropped really low, but have they ever risen that much, that fast, to get back up to $2? Place on the corner here had the cheapest gas in town when it was ultra cheap. It is now charging 70 cents more per gallon than it did a couple months ago. So that's quite the rise It indicates to me that business was convinced that we were about to get back to business as usual. But then we stopped ourselves. There's so many lagging indicators. Death is a lot of things, but it's also a lagging indicator. Okay, if your situation is tough, the last part of it, you know. That's not the time to take action. Who are you going to help? And so in our heads, we wanted to get back to our lives. And it's like we tried to pivot on Memorial Day and just got slapped down. And now folks are voluntarily quarantining themselves. I don't want to go back to work. I don't want to go back to school. Gosh, imagine if this was affecting young people the way it's affecting older people. This thing was coming after our kids. Oh my God. It's been plenty awful. God, why did I even wonder that out loud? But it's not the case. Kids do very well with it. That's the reality. We'll adjust to that reality. Is it? Our kids can carry on. Business is guessing as to what we want to do. Gas shoots back up to $2 a gallon. And I expect it to keep going. But then it started going down again. As people started to lock down again. And I think betting on the early reopen was a losing bet. I don't think anyone got a jump on anybody since Memorial Day. I like that the death rate is not as high. But let me tell you this. That's all relative to a person's given situation. This might not seem like a very big deal to you if it hasn't affected you personally. But so many of us have been affected personally. Just join with us to do the best thing for your fellow countrymen that you can. Chris Farrell, WBT, 655.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.